Danny Williams always goes to the races, and he's playing with the home track advantage, and he's not frozen today. How are you, Danny?
Yeah, good, Sean. No, that's pretty much it. Hopefully we've seen the worst of winter, and now with all the warmer weather, I can start and wear some shorts.
Well, the last time I spoke to you, would you believe it's 17 today, there's probably about a 27-degree difference between when we spoke last time and now. It was minus 10 it had been.
Shocking, Sean. It's been a very cold winter, very dry, so we've been getting very cold mornings. Mm. The days have been sensational, but yeah, putting up with the you know, that sort of cold mornings, I'm not really attuned to that sort of weather. I don't carry much fat on me, so I feel the cold quite a bit.
You'll need to eat up more in preparation for the winter, I think.
That's it, yeah.
Get a bit of beef on. Now, the first today, Lady Eleanor's only had the one run, but it ran home okay for you.
Yeah, look, she's a filly that when I bought her, I own her myself with June Baker, and I thought, well, you know, it's we will set her for a bit of a trip as a three-year-old, and hopefully if she can stay, perhaps she shows some ability that, you know, a race like the VRC Oaks over 2,500 would be a nice opportunity as an owner to have a runner in, even if it didn't have the ability, as long as it stayed. So, you know, we never had any grand expectations going into her first run, and she ran, you know, exceedingly above what we expected. So we're very happy with the performance here, and she's ahead of herself as far as we would have expected at this part of her preparation. We honestly didn't think that she'd show anything until she got over 1,800 or further. So first up run was quite good.
All right, Cherry Princess in the fourth. The other day it won, and it covered more ground than the early Explorers. It was out wide in a heavy track. It was a good, tough win.
Yeah, look, it surprised us, that filly. We didn't expect it to win. The family have been very good wet trackers, and I think the heavy surface that particular day really suited her, and back on top of the ground today. So it will be interesting to see how she goes on a firmer surface, which I think that she is better suited when is given the ground. But I love running horses here at home, and I like to support the club as much as we can. Our horses go well here, and it's a big advantage to run your horses at home wherever you are.
Yeah, now in the fifth, this is interesting, centre of attention, had the two runs back, both been nice runs. Luke Marlowe's tipped this today each way, just thought it was a terrific value bet.
Yeah, look, she's come up better than I've ever seen this filly. This is a third preparation with me, and I thought her run was quite fair here at Goulburn, 1,400. She was looking for a mile at that start, but we elected to go where there was more speed on, and unfortunately, once again, it was just too short for her. And it didn't suit backmarkers that day, though. It was quite windy, and the rail was out quite a bit, and it made a task very hard. But I really liked the way that she ran through the wire. She, you know, her best work of the race was perhaps the last 50 metres and the last 100 past the winning post, and that was any indication of 1,400. She drops half a stone today with the claim of Robbie Doolin. And, you know, I give her a really good chance as long as there's a lot of speed on.
Now, the sixth, Snowbrook. This was a nice run first up.
Yeah, look, she that was the second run with me. I thought she could win at Albury. She was very disappointing. I felt that she was over the top at that point of time. We gave her a good break, and she's come back really strong, and she's actually gone on since the first up run, albeit she dropped back to 1,200. I've freshened her up. I've kept her very fresh, and I've no doubt that the 1,200 will suit her today. But I do feel that later on as preparation, she'll get to a mile.
All right, and Mr. Marmalade, he's had runs in the city. He's coming back to Goulburn today. He should be right on the money here.
Yeah, look, I just honestly thought this horse was certainly one of those highway races, and his first up run at Rose Hill 1,400 was a very, very good run. He was ridden by Deanne Pena that day, and I think just Deanne just got on a bike a little bit too fast and too early on him, and he just wasn't ready for a real solid 1,400 first up that particular day. And look, you know, he went a long way from home, and the tempo was very quick. I think they ran almost the same time as the group race the same day. And I think it just took too much out of him. And his next couple of runs on softish tracks, which he didn't handle one bit, you know, didn't give the horse any more confidence going forward. And you've really got to forget those couple of runs since his first up run and refreshing the horse up since, and he's come back bigger and better. And I'm hopeful of a very good run today.
All right, terrific. Of yours, what would be the pick of yours, Danny?
Well, look, you know, I would have thought that Lady Eleanor in the first, but really it's going to be come down to tempo related, given that it's a small field. I think she's a filly with a lot of upside, and I think she's a filly going places.
All right, terrific. Good to catch up. Nice to know you're warmer. It's going to be 17 there today. Oh, you're getting around in shirt sleeves today, Danny.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
Good on you. Thanks, good to
buddy.
Talk.
Thank you.
Danny Williams at Goulburn.